Good morning. St. James Annual Meeting for 2020 is called to order. Let us pray. God of the seasons, another year has come and gone, and once again we gather for the annual meeting of this congregation. To this place we bring all the celebrations and hardships, the joys and sorrows of the past 12 months. May your spirit move in our hearts, opening them to hear what each of us has to offer, bringing light to both possibilities and realities, drawing us always to consider what you would have us to be and to do in this time and place. In this time together, we celebrate the many gifts we all have to offer. Help us to offer what we can to your service and your glory, mindful of the great gifts we have been given in so many ways throughout our lives. These things we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Nominations for the 2020 Annual Meeting of St. James Episcopal Church are now open. For Clerk of the Vestry, there is one opening. The candidate for Senior Warden is Leah Nicoport. The candidate for Junior Warden is Nancy Foltz. For Clerk of the Vestry, there is one opening and one candidate, Donna Noteware. Please remember, if you are going to nominate someone for a position, you need to have gotten their permission prior to the nomination. Are there nominations from the floor for Clerk or Vestry? Hearing none, can we have a motion to close the nomination for Vestry?
That's Jerry. And Stella seconded.
Opposed? Abstained? Thank you.
For Vestry, there are three openings and three candidates: Jim Grillo for re-election, Nick Ferenz, and Donella Barney. Again, please remember, if you're going to nominate someone, you need to have gotten their permission prior to nominating them. Are there nominations from the floor for Vestry? Hearing none, can we have a motion to close the nomination for Vestry? Pete Manicus? A second? Audrey Edmister? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. There are currently no nominations for Deanery Delegate, and there are two openings. Are there nominations from the floor for Deanery Delegate? Hearing none, can we have a motion to close the nomination for Alternate to Deanery Delegate? I didn't see anyone. I heard someone. Barb Breyer and Nick Ferenz. All in favor? Any opposed? Thank you. If there are no new nominations, I'm sorry, that's not, I think that's it, isn't it? Oh, I'm sorry, for the deanery delegate. Thank you. Oh, that nomination was for the alternate. We need to do it for deanery delegate, right?
That's fine. So as there are no new nominations.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. As there are no new nominations, can we have a motion to vote by acclamation? Hand. Nick Ferenz? Second. Diana Paterzo? All in favor? Any opposed? Thank you.
Please stand as you are able for our opening hymn, number 135.
Amen.
Service continues on page 355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 355. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, grant that your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, may shine with the radiance of Christ's glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
The first reading is taken from the book of Isaiah. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from afar away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hands, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity, yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God." And now the Lord says, "Who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him? For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord, who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is Psalm 40, found on your insert. I waited patiently upon the Lord. He lifted me out of the desolate pit, out of the mire and clay.
You set my feet upon a high cliff and made my footing sure.
He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Happy are they who trust in the Lord. Great things are that they you have done, O Lord my God. How great are your wonders with your plans for us.
There is none who can be compared with you.
All that I could make them known and tell them. In sacrifice and offering you take no pleasure. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required.
And so I said, behold, I am.
In the roll of the book it is written concerning me.
I will love to do your will, O my God. Your law is deep in my heart.
I proclaim righteousness in the great congregation. Your righteousness have I not hidden in my heart. I have spoken your faithfulness and your deliverance. I have not conceded your love and faithfulness from the great congregation. You are the Lord. Do not withhold your compassion from me.
Let your love and your faithfulness keep me safe
forever. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God, that is in Corinth, to those who are sacrificed in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given to you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I am baptized. But I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain in is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that it is the Son of God. Next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And he watched Jesus walk by. He exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher. "Where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So today is the annual meeting, and this is the rector's report. If you wish to receive a copy of it, it'll be at the back after the service. Dear friends in Christ, I love that the annual meeting happens each year during the season of Epiphany. It's the season when we are once again reminded of the light that comes into the world, the light that overcomes all darkness. We hear that echo today in John's gospel today from the lips of John the Baptist. He says, "Here is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." That resonated with me on several levels this week as I pondered scripture and the people of St. James. Here is the Lamb of God, the one we love, the one we follow. And we know that Jesus is the Lamb of God, the Son of God, the Messiah who came into the world to save us. The prophet Isaiah sings today the song of God's call to the promised servant, the chosen one, saying, "The Lord called me before I was born. While I was yet in my mother's womb, he named me." The Lord continues, "I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation shall reach to the end of the earth." And then as I was pondering what it meant for the sins of the world to be cleansed and the salvation to reach to the ends of the earth, I thought about quantum mechanics, as we do, right? And I pondered the micro world and the macro world and string theory with particles and waves and the 11 dimensions of the multiverse, and my head felt like it was going to explode. I quote from Live Science, "In quantum physics, entangled particles remain connected so that actions performed on one affect the other, even when separated by great distances." In other words, when I touch you, that changes you. Our bodies touching the air changes the air, and that ripples throughout the universe. When Jesus touches us, we are changed. And that, too, has ripples far beyond our imagination. not only at his birth, death, or resurrection, but throughout all time and for all eternity. One small act of kindness creates waves that we can't even envision. We share our DNA, our very being, with the stuff of the earth. We say ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Carl Sagan poetically declares that we are made of star stuff. But what captured my imagination the most is the article from Scientific American, October 2018. What would happen if everyone truly believed that everything is one? You might be asking yourself where all this is leading, and I admit these thoughts are too big for me. And yet God has a plan that's even bigger than that. God sent Jesus to save the world and everyone, and not just the people, the world. And we who have received the message and received the Spirit of God and who continue to follow Jesus manifest these beliefs in our lives and in our work and through St. James. None of the work of this church and the work of Jesus could be done without you. Within our walls, we come together to study the Bible, to exchange ideas in the book group, to participate in Lenten and Advent education, to worship at the Thursday Healing Eucharist. We worship every Sunday with teams of people caring for the altar, the music, the readings, acolytes, greeters, worship resources, coffee hour, cleaning, Sunday school, bread makers, candle suppliers, seasonal changes, flowers, landscaping, and the list goes on. We come together to hear the word of God and to share in his body and blood. Last week, as we were reading Red Moon Rising, Rediscovering the Power of Prayer, we discussed the poem, The Vision, and the two lines, their DNA chooses Jesus. He breathes out, they breathe in. Their subconscious sings. They had a blood transfusion with Jesus. Every week we choose, we breathe in the Spirit, we receive a blood transfusion, and then we go out into the world. We go out to meet people and offer hope every month at the Taylor Center and at Brookdale. We respond promptly and generously to the international disaster. We send mission funds to local, national, and international organizations. We held a fundraiser for Potter's Hand, helping women to seek safety and to transform their lives. We provided much-needed supplies for the school and every week to the food pantry. The Giving Tree brought in hundreds of personal care items, Christmas gifts for families in need, and socks for our veterans. And we shared our mission through the Shoebox Christmas program, joining in with other faith communities to offer the Word of God to people who do not yet know God's love. St. James participated in Vacation Bible School, serving more than 60 children plus teens and adults. Our community youth group continues to offer a small group of teens the opportunity to explore their faith through the lens of Scripture and day-to-day life. We open our doors for community events and the December Cookie Walk. We participated in community Lenten lunches, Thanksgiving, and baccalaureate services. We blessed animals on our front lawn for St. Francis Day. We did some new landscaping, planted a tree, got new lighting in the sanctuary in the way of the exit signs, the hymn board, the lectern, the pulpit, and a renovated sacristy. We continue to demonstrate God's love through our gift of meals to the athletes, to our youth group, Lenten lunches, for families and friends after a funeral, coffee hour, and our famous Italian and smorgasbord and chicken and biscuit dinners are loved throughout the region. This year, we welcomed the newly baptized members Bo Henry and Noah Paterso and said farewell to George Breyer. So much has happened that at times it can seem like we haven't done much of anything or that we have never stopped moving. But this Sunday, the second Sunday after the Epiphany, we are invited by Jesus to come and see what the Lord has done, then to follow him and learn to proclaim his message to all nations. We are invited to see how we are connected with one another as the body of Christ. We are invited to dream his dreams, building the kingdom of God. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. I wish I had the ability to mention the thousands of ways that you bring joy to my heart and how you allow me into your lives and into your walk with Jesus. I'm thankful for the many gifts that you share in big and visible actions, but more often in quiet and subtle activities. I'm profoundly moved by the prayer presence of this community and how we hold each other in prayer in times of need. Thank you, God, for an amazing year. Amen. Please stand as you are able and join with me in saying the Nicene Creed found on page 358 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead
and the life of the world to come. Amen. Prayers of the People is Form 6, found on page 392 of the Red Prayer Book. In peace, we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation. For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For our presiding bishop, our bishop, our bishop, and all other bishops and other ministers, especially Reverend Lynn and Father Gary. For the special needs and concerns of this congregation.
We pray for Robert, Mary, Lynn, Jennifer, Charlie, Jenny, Todd, Linton, our volunteer animals, and firefighters.
We also pray for Muriel, Heather, Renee, Janelle, Joe, Donna, Ann, community leaders, and school district.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Put their trust in you.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone, and so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name.
Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
If you're a guest or a visitor, I invite you to sign the guest book at the back of the church. Everyone is invited to come to coffee hour, which is at the back of the church down the stairs. And Karen, you want to talk about what's going to happen at coffee hour? And we have enough for everybody. Enjoy. We are updating the prayer list and at the end of the month, so that would be next week, I think, or maybe the Sunday. I can't. We're in the middle of the month-ish. A new prayer list, so we're going to be wiping out the prayer list that's there. If you want names included on the prayer list, you can call me, email me, text me, write a note and leave it on my desk, or write it on the card in front of you and put it in the plate. We will continue the annual meeting at the end of the service. I invite you to stay if you can. It's usually very brief. We'll just approve the minutes from last year, any discussion that needs to happen about the reports, the treasurer's report, and that's it. And then we will have an anointing. So if you can stay for the meeting and the anointing before you go down and feast on the marvelous desserts, please do. The other thing about coffee hour is today we have plenty. Next week, nobody signed up. So if you haven't signed up in a while, please sign up for coffee hour. If you're not sure how to do it, partner with someone else. We're happy to partner with you to share the responsibilities. Are there other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Eucharistic prayer B continues on page 367 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 367. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the first day of the week overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death.
We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Thank you.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. All are welcome to receive at this table. If you wish to receive the bread, simply hold out your hand. If you wish to receive the wine, please help guide it to your lips. If you would rather receive a blessing, cross your arms. But all are welcome at this table. Post-communion prayer can be found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father,
you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood.
send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Please be seated. The annual meeting continues. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes from the 2019 annual meeting? Joan? Barb? All in favor? Any opposed? Abstain? Thank you. Treasurer's report.
Good morning. As Lynn said in her report, we are blessed. And I would continue that theme as we look at the financial report. If you have a copy of it, it's the four-page report that says annual report at the top and has lots of numbers. The first page is our regular account, and that's our operating budget. That's where all of our day-to-day expenses are paid out of, all of the money coming in for pledges, plate donations, things like that. So I would ask that you have already taken a look at that, and if you have any questions, please raise them. In general, I will say that if you look at that on the first two pages, the first column is what we did in 2019. Those are our actual expenses. And if you look closely, that came in under budget, so that's really good. We came in under budget. And we met all of our pledges, came in, and actually went slightly over. So that, again, is positive. If you look in the next column, that was our budget for 2019. And the third column is what the vestry has approved for 2020 as a budget. And if you look at that, you'll see only a small increase in our projected budget for 2020. That's only a 1% increase, which is really very, very good. Last year, I don't know if you'll recall, we had about a 6% increase. So, very good. I think the vestry is very responsible in, with handling your money. Any questions on the regular account? All right. Then the third page is the annual report of the restricted account. The restricted account is where you put money that you might designate for certain things like the flowers or gifts to mission. The money we raise from dinners goes into the restricted account for evangelism and mission. I'm not going to go through those. I'd be happy to entertain questions if you have anything specific you'd like to know about. I will tell you in general, there was an 8% increase in the total of that account, which is very good. Any questions? And the last page is our statement of total assets. You'll see a repeat of the listing of the first two accounts, the restricted and the regular account are the first two. I will tell you in general, every single account on this page has increased over the course of the year. And in total, if you look at the bottom number, and I'd be happy to entertain questions on any of those are our, the others are our investments, our savings accounts, that kind of thing. And in general, the bottom line went up 9.4% for total assets. And again, that is very good. If I look at a five-year average, we had a 7% increase average for 5 years, and that is above that. So thank you. We are blessed. Are there any questions?
Is there a motion to accept the treasurer's report? Danella? Stella, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed or abstain? Are there any responses to the printed reports? Thank you. So thank you to Tom Bidwell for recording the services and figuring out how to get it on the internet. Anything else from the printed reports? Anything for the good of the order? Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
All right. So Jim Pearson, Jim Grillo, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed or abstained? Meeting is adjourned, and we will have an anointing at the rail. Gary.
Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.